You got to stand up and decree and declare and tell that enemy, I will not change my testimony. I will not change my mind. I still serve a God that can. I believe. I know what I know. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to bow down to this believer, unbeliever. I'm not going to bow down to your tricks and your devices, enemy. I'm not coming and lift him up, but I'm coming to shed light on it. Praise our God. He's so clothed the grass. He's going to take care of you. He's so clothed the grass. Hallelujah. The lily of the field. Come on here. Hallelujah. How much more then God will take care of you? He's going to take care of you. He said, oh, ye little faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Then it says in the 31st verse, he said, therefore take no thought. See, this was wrong now. He said, take no thought. This was wrong now. You're sitting down and you're contemplating on what you're going through with. You're looking at what you're going through with. I know I'm teaching real good. I know I'm preaching real good. You're allowing it to play. You're allowing it to rehearse over in your mind. You're allowing it to captivate you. He said, take no thought. Come on here. Somebody need to write down that. I would take no thought. He said, take no thought. Hallelujah. What we shall eat. Come on here. What we shall eat or what we shall drink. What we shall drink. Hallelujah. Nor, hallelujah. Therewith, where shall we, hallelujah, be clothed? God is going to take care of us. God is going to make a way. God is going to open the door. I just need somebody with some courageous faith. I just need somebody to stand up and believe God in the midst of all. Yes, before you give up. Yes, before you give out. Yes, before you run and begin to talk all foolish. Before you allow your tongue to begin to say something contrary to what God is saying. Come on here. You got to tell yourself, no, I'm walking by faith. I believe God. I know he's able to do it. He's going to bring me out. Come on here. If he take care of the birds, hallelujah, and he clothe the field, hallelujah, how much more is God's going to do within us? He's going to take care of us. Come on here. The Bible says this in the 32nd verse. For after all these things do the Gentile seeker. Hallelujah. The Gentile seeker. But here we go. For yourselves, Heavenly Father, for our Father who art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. He's going to take care of us. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Know that ye have need of. God know you have need of. He's going to take care of you. Praise our God. Of all these things. Hallelujah. Of all these things. This is what I'm talking about. You got to allow the enemy. You can't allow the enemy. Hallelujah. To go and begin to talk foolish. Doubt. Begin to talk foolish to you. You can't allow the enemy, praise our God, to bring those thoughts to you, because God is going to take care of you. All he wants you to do, all he wants you to do is cast your cares up on him, for he careth for you. Don't you let the enemy tell you that it's not going to work. Don't you let the enemy tell you that it's not going to work. The enemy's trying to paint a picture to let you know I'm in control. The enemy is not in control. Hallelujah. You got control over the enemy. All you got to do is begin to speak faith-filled words. All you got to do, begin to tell that devil, it is written, be like Jesus. Come on here. The Bible said when he had fasted after 40 days and 40 nights, and he was led into the wilderness, come on here, to be tempted of the devil. Come on here. The Bible said that hallelujah, Satan said to him, oh, he's going to talk to you, but you got to talk back to him. The Bible says that he said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And the Bible says that Jesus spoke back to him and told him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. You got to tell that devil, God will take care of me. God will provide for me. It is written. I'm not taking no thought for tomorrow. I'm not taking no thought what I should eat or drink. Because if God so clothed the grass of the field, he's going to take care of me. He's going to open up doors. He's going to make a way out of no way. He's a healer for your body. Yes, he is. You say, well, Apostle, I'm going through and it don't look like I'm coming out. Apostle, I'm going through and I can't just see my way. But I come by this radio station. I come by Cypress Ordinance to tell you that the same God was back then is now. He's the same God. He's a healer for your body. He's a healer. Come on, somebody. Yes, he is. He's a way maker. Yes, he is. He's your provider. Come on here. And he will do it. All you got to do is trust him. He will do it. All you got to do is speak it in faith, knowing that he can and he will bring you out. Come on, you got to let the devil know. You're not going to back me up against the wall and make me start talking any kind of talk. I'm going to talk the word, what the word say. What did the word say? According to, hallelujah, the word of God. Isaiah say he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. If you're going through, you're sick in your body, let the enemy know by his stripes, I am healed. Come on here. God gonna take care of you. God will heal your body. He will bring you out. If there be a financial problem and the enemy's trying to tell that it ain't gonna happen, you don't have this, let the enemy know that he said the Lord will, he shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Come on here. There is no shortage in heaven. Hallelujah. Let the enemy know. Come on here. The Bible says according to the word of God in Psalms, hallelujah, David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou are with me. God is with you today, and he will take care of you, and he will bring you out. Come on here. Take no thought. Take no thought. Let the enemy know. Come on here. I've got the word in me. I got the word on me. I'm out in the deep now, and I'm launched out. I come from the shadow things of God, of the end, and it can't worry me. I come because there's an end to this. There's an end to this. Come on here. Hallelujah. I want you to know that your ending is really your beginning. Because again, he said, I know the thoughts and the plan that I would think and that I have towards you to do what? To give you an expected end. Hallelujah. So if God knew the thoughts, he knew it from the beginning, he knew it in the middle, and he knew it in the end, he's going to bring you out. All you got to do is do what? You were created to give God praise. All you got to do is give him praise. All you got to do is give him thanks and let the enemy know, come on here, that no weapon that form against me shall prosper. You trying to make a weapon form, but it ain't going to prosper. I'm not going to change my testimony. I'm going to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm going to be like David. Come on here. I'm going to be like David, Daniel in the lion's den. Come on here. I'm going to be like Abraham. I'm not going to stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. Because guess what? Over in Matthew, come on here. Over here, Matthew is where we at. Hallelujah. 6:30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, hallelujah, which is today, hallelujah, and tomorrow, how much more he'll do for us. He gonna take care of us. It's an end. It's an end, my brother. It's an end, my sister. Oh, come on here. Bless your mother, Star Word. It's an end to it. I'm telling you, God is gonna move for you. Just trust him. Don't let the enemy dampen your faith. He said, oh, ye little of faith. Come on here. Hallelujah. You trust God, excuse me, you trust God and believe him. Take him at his word, because he's the same God that can and will. He's the same God that's able to do it. Don't you throw in the towel. Before you do that, I want you to go back on your knees and pray. Don't you do that. I want you to throw your hands up. Don't you throw in the towel, because you're going through so much and it seems like the walls are closing in on you and it seems like every time you turn around, things are just breaking out and you don't know what to do. The year came in and you said it was going to be the best year of your life. And you said, this is a new year. You got to hold fast to your confession. What you said in the beginning of the new year. Come on here. 2025. Come on. 2023. Come on. You got to hold it. You got to hold fast. You got to hold fast to your confession. You got to keep speaking this thing. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Revelation, and we overcome by the word of our testimony and through what? The blood of the Lamb. God got you. God is bringing you through. God is bringing you out. God is making a way out of no way for you. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. Again, guess what? Guess what? Again, I'm going back there again. Daniel was in the lion's den. Oh, but God, hallelujah. Daniel was in the lion's den, and it seemed like he was just a roaring lion. But Daniel just didn't have that there. Guess what? Who Daniel had in there? He had the Lion of Judah in there with him. Praise God. And you got the Lion of Judah with you today. In every circumstance, every situation that you're in, I want you to know today that you are an overcomer. I want you to know the day that you have what you say, because God will take care of you, and he will bring you out, and he will deliver you, and he will save you. There is nothing too hard for God. Only believe him. Only trust him. Let God have his way. I wish I had a witness out there today. I'm telling you, some of your comments, I can't read them, but I see him going by fast. But I'm telling you today, he's able to do it. If he take care of the grass, come on here, the grass don't like for nothing. God take care. Come on here. And he told us to take no thought for what we shall eat or drink. He's going to take care of us. He's going to make a way for us. He's going to bring us out. Come on here. Hallelujah. This is what the Gentiles seek. This is what the Gentiles seek. In that verse down there, the 33rd verse say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And it said, and all these things shall be what? Added unto thee. Hallelujah. Then it said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow, hallelujah. For tomorrow shall do what? Take care is these things of itself. Hallelujah. This is what we got to do. And unto the day of evil thereof. I'm telling you, God will take care of you. God will open up doors. Listen, I got to open up this phone line while I'm talking. I'm opening up this phone line for you. Come on, hallelujah. You are able to call this number, area code 321-632-1000, and God will take care of you. God will bring you out. He will deliver you. All you got to do is take him at his word. God bless you, Pastor Wiggly. Take him at his word. God bless you, Evangelist Eunice. God will take care of you. He will open up doors. He will make a way out of no way. He will shut the enemy's mouth. Come on, you got to shut the devil down. You can't allow him to talk. Yes, you can't allow him to talk to your spirit. You shut him down and begin to tell that devil, I know God is a healer. You begin to tell that devil, I believe and I know he's a way maker. He's going to bring me out. Because guess what? There is an end to it. There is an end to it. God bless your prophetess. Thank you for putting it up. Come on. There's an end to it. There's an end to this. Oh, ye little faith. Come on. God's going to take care of you. God's going to make a way out. Watch what you're saying when you're going through. Watch how the enemy try to make you doubt. Watch how the enemy try to bring certain fear. Watch how the enemy try to shake you. But you got to stand. Where you say, Apostle, where you want me to stand? Stand on the word of God. Believe his word. Take him at his word. He will deliver you. And he will come through. The phone lines are open. They're open for you as I'm talking. They're opening for you. It's open for you right now. The engineer is waiting to put you through. Come on here. He's waiting to put you through. Calling you on the prayer line today. Hallelujah. Your needs will be met. Why? Because he's a God that can. And he's a God that will meet every need. Area code 321-632-1000. Praise God. You call this number. And if you need to be saved, call this number and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Come on, hallelujah. I trust God today. What about you? I believe God today. What about you? I'm not leaning to my understanding. I'm not leaning to my own understanding, because my own understanding got me in situations, circumstances. Come on here. Hallelujah. But I know God can bring us out. I know God can make a way out of no way for us. If he take care of the grass and the fields, what's how much more can he do for us? Come on here. He'll take care of you. He'll bring you out according to the word of God. Come on, somebody. Take time now to call in. Take time to call in and say, Apostle, I want you to touch and agree with me. Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to make me look at it a different way, but I want to see it through the eyes of God. I believe God. What about you? Come on here. He said, oh, ye little of faith. Right there in that, hallelujah. Right there in that 30th verse, that last clause down there. Hallelujah. God can clothe it. He'll close you. Come on. He'll close you. Yes, he will. He'll fix you up. But he said, oh, ye little of faith. You got to have faith in God. No matter what it looks like, come on, have faith in God. Believe God. Trust God. Take him at his word. Don't let the enemy make you doubt. Don't let the enemy make you bring fear, sudden fear. Come on. Don't let the enemy make you change your confession. Come on. One time we talking, God is able. Then we start looking at the circumstances. Then we start talking about fear. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to overcome. No, I know how I'm going to overcome, because it's an end to this thing. It's an end. And he's going to bring me out again. He said, I know the thoughts. Come on. That I think towards you. Come on. I know the plan. Hallelujah. To do what? To give you what? An expected end. Come on. Hallelujah. It's an end to this thing. And it's not going to end the way you think it. It's not going to end the way you're feeling it. Come on here. God's going to give you the victory. Again, the phone lines are open to you right now. As I'm speaking, you can call in. Hallelujah. And say, Apostle, well, Apostle, can you pray for me? Apostle, I need you to pray for me or pray with me. Hallelujah. I believe God. Hallelujah. That he's going to overturn this. He's going to overturn this. Hallelujah. He's going to turn it around. Come on here. My faith tells me he can. My faith tells me he can. My confession, hallelujah, I won't change my words. I stand on the word of God. Having done all, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth. Have on the breastplate of righteousness. Come on here. Hallelujah. Having your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Having the helmet of salvation. Come on. Hallelujah. Take unto you the sword of the spirit. Come on here. Gird up your loins. Come on. Gird them up. Come on, and let's walk through this. Let's walk through this today. Come on, you can overcome. You can overcome. The phone lines are open again. We're waiting for your call. Come on, would there be one, or would there be two, or would there be somebody say, I need to call in, and I want to be saved. I want to turn my life over to Christ. You're riding along today in your cars. You're sitting in your home today. Praise our God. Listening to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, no matter what it looks like. No matter what you're in, the God we serve is able to do us and above all you think or ask today. Don't walk in fear. Don't walk in doubt. Stand there. Stand there for in the liberty which Christ have made thee free. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Again, that's worry. That's fear. That's doubt. That's unbelief. Come on. Come on. Come on, somebody. God is able to do it. You say, Apostle, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. Come on. Apostle, I need you to touch and agree with me. I'm waiting on you. Come on. Hallelujah. Just call this number. Call this number. Hallelujah. Again, it's on the screen. They have put it up several times. Thank you all for putting the number up. Praise our God. Call in. Will it be one or will it be two? Come on. Hallelujah. Say, Apostle, I'm going to pray. I want to stand in the gap for somebody. I want to stand in an agreement with somebody. Come on. We will touch and agree with you that God will work on their behalf. Will you call in today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you got a few minutes. You got a few minutes yet. Come on. Come on, somebody. God will do it for you. He will do it for you. Come on, break through. You don't have to be in that situation you're in. You don't have to be in that situation you're in. There is a way out for you. Come on. There's a way and escape for you. Come on. The way you want to escape, don't you escape like that. Come on. You don't have to stay closed up in the room. You don't have to stay closed up in depression. You don't have to stay closed up in fear, doubt, and anger. Come on. There's a way out of that today. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, and he will take care of you. Call you on the prayer line.
Hi, Apostle. I'm calling for prayer.
Father, we thank you for this caller that's calling in right now for prayer today, Father God. We thank you that every need is met in her life according to what your word has said, according to what we have studied on today and we have shared with the audience on today, God, according to her faith, God. Bring her through it. Bring her out, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Come on. God bless you. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Call in for prayer. We need prayer. We need to pray. We need to pray because the enemy, I'm not giving him no credit. We need to pray because the enemy wants to paint a picture. The enemy wants you to believe that what you're in, you're not coming out. But the enemy wants you to believe that you're there to stay. I'm telling you, God have already made a way for you to escape. God have already brought you out. Come on, you just got to believe it. You just got to confess it. You say, well, I'm still going through and I don't see my way out. But we walk by faith, right? According to what the scripture say, oh, ye little of faith, you got to believe God in the midst of it all. Come on, give it over to the Lord. He will bring you out. He have brought you out of circumstances and situations. Come on, he's still that same God. He changes not. Come on, somebody. I want you to know he can do it today. He will do it today. All you got to do what is believe. Take him at his word. Watch God. Watch God. Put his word out there. He's waiting for somebody to do what? Put his word out there so he can what? He can, you act on it. He'll back it up. Come on. Trust God when you can't trace him. Trust God when you don't even know how it's going to work out. Trust God. Come on. We don't need to trust. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we will trust in the name of our God, the God that can, the God that will, the God that is able to do a senior. Above all, we thank or ask. He's able to do it. Will there be another caller? You got a few minutes. Will there be another caller that will call in and say, Apostle, I want you to pray with me or pray for me. Apostle, I want to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I'm going through some things and it don't seem like I'm coming out. I'm going through some things. The enemy is talking to me, and I don't want, I'm going to rebuke him. I'm standing on. When we are touch and agree with you, and we'll believe God for you and with you, there is a miracle for you. There is salvation for you. Come on. You can make it through this. You can make it through this. Cast all your cares upon him, for he will care for you. Praise our God. And he will do what? Bring you out. He will do what? Heal your body. Are you out there today? Again, the phone lines are open. I got a few minutes. The phone, bless your heart. I got a few minutes. The phone lines is open. The phone lines is open. I see some of you all come in and on it now. Bless your heart. God bless you. Evangelist Mara, God bless you. Praise God. God bless you. Sister Inel Harris, God bless you. Thank you from Evangelist Patty Harvey. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for you. Thank y'all for you putting the number up. Stacy, thank you for putting the number up. Dr. Gathers, thank you. Prophet Gathers, thank you for putting the number up. God bless your heart. I want you to know you're able today. He's able to do it. He's able to do it. We're coming down to the, because my time is coming up, gone, getting close for me to go. I've been with you from 9 to 10. Amen. This far, I'm telling you, God is able to do it. You just got to trust him. Again, the scripture has said right here, and Matthew the 6th chapter, amen, the 30th verse. Wherefore, caller, you got 2 minutes. Caller, you got 2 minutes. If you want to call in for prayer, touch and agree with you, I will do that. Praise our God. You want to call in and accept him as your personal Savior, I will do that. Lead you to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass, come on, the grass of the field, which today is, hallelujah, and tomorrow, God still will take care of you no matter what situation you're in. No matter what you're going through, God will take care of you. God will bring you out. If you allow him, if you trust him, come on here and give it over to him. Praise our God. He will do exactly what he said. Amen. I know he can. I know he will. He's done it so many times for me and different ones, and he'll do it for you. God has no respect to person. He has no respect to person. He will do it for you if you believe. Come on, if you believe. Do I have any believers out there today that will say, Apostle, I'm calling in because I believe God and I know he will do it for me by a miracle. As the broadcaster, we come on and we use the theme, it's time for your miracle. Caller, you got 1 minute. 1 minute, caller. 1 minute. Who are you? Whether it be male or female, pick up that phone right quick and dial this number. Error code 321-632-1000. And we'll pray for you, and we'll touch and agree with you, and we'll believe God for you. Amen. I know he can do it. He's a God that turn around things. He's a God that heals. He's a God that delivers and set free. Come on. I believe the God that we serve is able to do anything but fail. Praise God. We thank you for joining us today again by the radio broadcast, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that was mentioned or will be mentioned. Thank you for joining in with us. Thank you from Cypress audience for joining in with us. Those of you that are your first time tuning into the radio broadcast, thank you for tuning in with us. Amen. Thank God. Call us. Amen. This is the end of the call. There's no, if you call now, you won't be able to get through to me till Monday. Praise our God. It ends the call. My time is coming close and gone for us here at the radio station today. But guess what? I often say I have to get up and leave the radio station. But guess what? He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. You got to trust him and take him at his word. This weekend, find your church home. This weekend, find your church home. Those of you that don't have a church home, find your church home. Go there. Hear the word. Grow and go. Amen. Go through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that do have a church home, go to there. Those of you that don't have a church home, find one. Amen. Near you. Come on. Hallelujah. 1219 South Street may be near you. Amen. Come and be with us. Amen. If it's not near you and you want to come, come. I got 2 minutes left. Amen. In these 2 minutes, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, hallelujah, as simple as this. Amen. He said, if you would believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that, if you say, Father, forgive me of my sins, I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus from the dead, you said, I shall be saved. And I thank you for saving me. I thank you for coming into my life. And I'm telling you, amen, you're saved. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get nobody to vote for you. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to go through no rituals and all that kind of stuff. Simple is just to believe on his word. Amen. And you shall have eternal life. Praise our God. So if you did that and you believe that, praise God, you can contact me at error code 321-576-8249. Amen. And we'll begin to pray for you again and believe God with you. Amen. Because you can't call the number that's on the screen right now that I would not be here. Or either you can still call. There's somebody here that and say, I heard the apostle, I heard him on the air offer me Christ, and I just wanted to accept Jesus Christ. Can you pray for me? They got people that's qualified after I'm gone to still pray for you. Amen. Here at this radio station. Praise our God. We love you. We love you. I got 1 minute. We love you. We love all of you. Thank God for all of you all out there. Again, we say happy birthday to Sister Dawana. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of y'all said happy birthday on yesterday. You know she have two birthdays, but today is the original one. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you all. Again, we'll see y'all in the move of God on tonight. Thank you, Evangelist Patty Harvey, for putting the address up. We'll see y'all in the move of God tonight. Those of you that's in the area, 1219 South Street, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Tonight, all sidewalks, all curves lead there. Listen, I got to get up out of here. My time is coming and gone. Thank all of you all. We love you all. God bless you. God bless you. Until go and have a good weekend. Until Monday morning, same station, same time, 9 to 10. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis